Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number
77,
somewhere in there. Thank you for joining us there exclusively on Odyssey and on the Odyssey app. All right, let's see here. We've got a couple of things coming up. We have the Unwrapped Christmas Holiday Show.
Yay.
All acoustic that goes down Friday, December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena up in Everett.
Correct.
We will be joined by Zach Myers and Brent Smith from Shinedown.
Correct.
Yeah.
Pretty Reckless will be there, along with Mammoth and Daughtry and a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Undead as well. Is that right?
Yes.
Hollywood Undead as well. More bands as well. It's going to be an incredible show.
So many bands.
Tickets as low as $55. So hopefully we'll see you then. We will not, however, see you next week, as next week is Thanksgiving.
Ah.
Yeah.
The holiday.
So we got the Thanksgiving off there. Let's see. Thanksgiving games, just so you know. Green Bay takes on Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City, Dallas, and then the late night game, the Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens.
Correct.
Oh, you guys got the late game, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the NFL Network or NBC Peacock, I will be in West Virginia, and I will not be able to watch that game.
Oh, no.
Oh. No.
Your mom doesn't have Peacock?
She does not have anything. I don't even think she has a TV that can actually download any of that crap.
Oh, no.
Can you download it on your iPad, maybe?
You bring in a tablet?
I just don't have a Peacock.
Would you even have the Wi-Fi there?
You know what I do have? I have the NFL Network.
But it's not going to be on there, I don't think.
It's not going to be on the NFL package?
No?
I've got the entire season package.
You should, then.
I would hope.
If your tablet, if you have the NFL, season ticket or whatever?
Yeah.
Then you should still have that game.
If you can get the Wi-Fi where you're going.
Right.
Yes, I mean, you're not going. Like, even the T-Mobile ads, there might be a little gap where you're
at. I think I can
at.
Do it. I think I can figure it out. Hopefully.
Do you pay for data or do you have unlimited?
Unlimited.
Oh, then you're fine.
Okay.
Just choose data,
all right,
too.
Cool.
If it doesn't have Wi-Fi. Which, it throws the fence. Mm-hmm. Not trying to shame your grandma, but I wouldn't be shocked if her Wi-Fi sucks.
That's what I'm saying,
exactly.
Bro.
You're not kidding.
Oh, also, by the way. This happened to me two Sundays ago, right?
Uh-huh.
I picked up my buddy early, and I said, hey, I just want to watch the start of this F1 race, like first 15 laps.
All right.
So we're sitting there. They're already drinking whiskey. It's 9 a.m. And he goes, which Wi-Fi is yours? And I said, just fucking look at it. And he goes, is it the one that says Go Terps? Who else would have Go Terps?
Go Terps.
He asked you.
Thank you. I just like, come on.
Jesus Christ.
Is that the one?
You like, if I was at your house and there's a bunch of them, right?
Ravens Rock.
Like, Ravens guy. Yeah, right. Like, pretty sure that's Steve.
Last week was not a bad week of picks. Not great, but not good. Thursday night game, you guys all took New England. I took a fucking Jets, like a moron.
Dude.
Next game was Miami and Washington. Myself and Steve took the Dolphins.
Damn it.
As far as Carolina and Atlanta, Mike, you were the lone pick on Carolina. They won
30-27. Let's go!
Mike and myself took Chicago. They beat Minnesota. Everybody took Pittsburgh over Cincinnati but me. Everybody took Green Bay over the Giants but me.
What are you
Come on,
thinking,
Miles.
Man?
We all took Houston over Tennessee. Thank God I got a win on that one. Jacksonville, I was the lone pick there over the Chargers. 35-6.
They beat the shit out of
them.
That one made no sense.
I don't understand.
Buffalo, we all got that one right except for Ted. He took Tampa Bay.
Hey, man, that game. That was a great game.
It was a great game. I wasn't far off.
All got skunked on the Seahawks game.
Yeah.
Another tight game, though.
It was.
Yeah, I was the lone pick on Arizona. You guys all won on that one with San Francisco. We all got Baltimore right. Mike Hawk, the only one to get Denver over Kansas City.
I told y'all.
Ted, the only one to get the Eagles over Detroit. And we all got the Dallas Cowboys correct.
Over the LA Because
they're playing the Raiders.
Or LA. Jesus, LA.
Las Vegas
Raiders. The Oakland Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders.
Jesus. They're the only team in the NFL to ever be in three cities.
Are they?
So they've been
maybe old school, Vegas.
Well, you have the Cardinals.
I don't count when they change the team itself, because it was the Baltimore Colts. Yeah. They moved over to Indianapolis.
No, it does count.
And there was another one. The Browns came from somebody else as well. Were they the Ravens first, and then they became?
No, they actually
they got a new franchise.
Okay,
yeah, and they kept all their crap, so they knew coming back they're still going to be the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, still going to be the Browns.
The one team that needed an image change more than anyone else.
I know.
Stuck with a tried and true Brown. No logo.
Their whole thing was they said, if you take our team, we're keeping our name. Everyone in Baltimore was like,
cheers.
Cool.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I think that's a big issue that was always the issue in Baltimore. Was like, they kept calling them the Colts.
They called
them
the Colts.
And to this day, they will compare records of like Johnny Unitas to, it's like, come on.
That's what pissed the people off of Baltimore. You get the history.
And that's the same thing as a Sonics fan that you hate about Oklahoma City.
Oh, right.
Like, I hate Oklahoma City, but at the same time, let them have their own records.
Well, I think
they're not Sonics records.
Ted, I think the fact that Johnny Unitas records?
They compare them franchise records.
I think you can. I mean, the name's not even the fucking same. Colts, I don't like it, but I get it. It's just a team that moved, but it's not the Oklahoma City Supersonics.
Yeah.
You're right, because the Ravens don't compare things with the Colts.
No.
I mean, as far as the
Browns. Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
Expos Nationals.
All right, you're getting this on Friday. We record this on Thursday, the Thursday night game, Buffalo in Houston to take on the Texans.
I feel like that's kind of easy. I think Houston, Buffalo's got this one all day.
Yeah, I'm taking Buffalo on this one. The way this league has been this season, who the fuck knows, but.
I'll take the Bills.
You're going to take the Bills.
Oh, that'd be your brother calling that one last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I remember that.
Adrian's got an early week.
I'm taking the Texans. I'm saying Adrian.
He loves him
He wants the Texans to win.
Loves him some
He's got
Houston.
Relatives there, the whole deal. Probably eating brisket right now as we speak.
There are not enough penalties on this earth in that league, I think, for Houston to win that game.
We in the truth tree here?
Yeah.
Now, not knowing either side of the family very well, I know that's your dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
Will your brother let them know that he's coming into town?
He has to when he does those games because they know in advance.
They'll see it on TV.
But there have been times, so when they're training, kind of preseason, sometimes their training will take place in Houston. And he's like, do not tell them I'm coming.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand, my family, on that side of the family, if you mention you're coming, I'll put it this way. We surprise visited them right after my daughter was born.
Uh-huh.
All right? A surprise visit, because I said if they know in advance, they go apeshit. So we surprise visited them. I went to my aunt's house. My aunt was super excited to see us. She made about 5 phone calls, and the next day, 70 relatives.
No.
Yes.
Way.
Right. So if they know in advance that that's the people that could
so
make
you're,
it.
So you're basically meeting people for the first time, too.
A lot of times, there's no way
you know 70 fucking people in Houston.
I know like 30 of them. And then their wives, their kids that I haven't met yet. Yeah. I mean, it's unfucking real. So if you let them know you're coming, honest to God, it's like 200 people will be.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Waiting for it.
We've got no games in Mexico, no games in Europe this weekend.
I believe international's all done.
It's done.
Okay. The Colts are in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. It's a pretty good matchup.
This will be a really good matchup. And I think Indianapolis pulls this one out. I think the Chiefs continue their loss.
Well, I'll say this. The Colts had a bye week last week, so they didn't play.
You know, I'm going to go Colts.
So they should be healthy. I'm going to go Colts,
mostly on a hope.
I'm going to take Kansas City.
I think Kansas City absolutely might win this game.
They have the ability to. They're there at home in Kansas City. They haven't made a whole lot of adjustments that I've seen to fix what's broken.
Okay, but you're taking the Colts.
Yes.
Okay. Minnesota in Green Bay. I think Minnesota bounces back here.
I don't.
I think J.J. McCarthy just straight up is bad.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to go Green Bay on this.
Okay. He can win a national title, just nothing else.
He ain't asked to do shit.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Right.
New England and Cincinnati.
Well, he just didn't.
Right.
Yep.
No,
the Patriots going into Cincinnati. Patriots are a good team. Joe Burrow's been healthy all week. He's listed as practiced all week. Does that mean he starts?
Cool. Give me the Patriots.
I don't know.
Well, even if Joe Burrow plays, there's no Chase
right
to throw the ball to, right?
Is that because of the spitting incident?
Yeah.
He is suspended.
All right, I'm taking New England.
Yeah, New England.
Ted, New England?
Yes.
Giants in Detroit. I'm taking Detroit.
Yep.
They're going to be pissed off. Not that it would matter. It's the Giants. But yeah, Detroit wins that game.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Giants are a mess.
Jets in Baltimore. I'm taking
Ravens.
Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take Baltimore on that one. Yeah.
You guys get Cleet Bleakman in that one.
Cleet Bleakman?
Yeah.
That's a name.
Cleet Bleakman.
Yeah, give me the Ravens, hon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting game here. Pittsburgh in Chicago. Chicago hasn't been playing too bad. I will say this.
John Husey.
That fucking tight end from the Steelers is just a machine.
He is.
Washington, is that his name? The guy's like 300 fucking pounds, but he can run, he can block, he can catch.
He was a linebacker.
Stiff arms people, throws him to the side.
He's vicious. He is.
He's crazy. But,
I'm going to take Chicago on this one.
I'm joining it.
Again, I'm hoping. I think it should be a very good matchup between the two.
It will be, because Chicago, like them or not, they play exciting games.
They do.
They play well at home.
And then Pittsburgh, I feel like week to week that team goes up and down.
You don't know.
But Aaron Rodgers, if he owns one thing in this world, it's the fucking Bears.
So you're taking Pittsburgh.
Is he playing this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
So No. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I think Aaron Rodgers is like, I still hate the Bears.
Give me Chicago. Give me Chicago.
All right. Let's see.
I don't feel confident with that. But
last of the 1 o'clock games as your Seattle Seahawks travel to Nashville, Tennessee.
Seahawks.
Take on the Titans.
Seahawks. I will be very, very upset if we lose this game.
Dude, if Garfield High School were playing the Titans, I would take Garfield High School.
Unfortunately, boys, we do not get the Ravens game here this weekend.
Oh, no.
I would take Lake Stevens.
Okay,
they got that program's rolling.
Here's the stinker that starts the 1 o'clock games for us. Cleveland in Las Vegas to take on the Raiders, guys.
Wow.
Cleveland.
Those tickets are still $115 for that shit show.
And they get graced with Sean Hockley. Give me the Browns.
Taking the Browns.
You're taking the Browns. Browns have a solid defense, and the Raiders have no offense to speak of.
No.
I mean, I think the Browns might shut their ass out.
Ted?
Look, I don't mind Shador Sanders, but he's going to throw three or four picks. I'm going to take the Raiders.
I think it's the Raiders. All right.
Somehow they pull out a victory.
Well, that does make the game exciting. At least he's starting. I mean, it brings something to the table.
There's a reason to watch that game.
I would take the over if the over-under is 7.5 on interceptions between him and Geno.
Goddamn, you're right.
Jacksonville in
Arizona. Playing catch.
Jacksonville last week put up an unbelievable amount of points and
35
over the Chargers. I'm going to stick with Jacksonville again.
I'm going to go with you on Jacksonville there, Miles.
I have Jacksonville picked, but I feel like this is one of those games where Kyler Murray just pulls something out of his ass and they win, though.
Is it Brissett or Murray?
That's right. They sat Murray down for the year. Give me the Jags.
Okay.
I'm taking the Jags. I think Arizona's another one of those joke franchises.
Atlanta and New Orleans are going to take the Falcons.
Yep.
Falcons.
Yeah.
Just because they're playing the Saints.
I've made that mistake before. Give me... Ah, damn it! Give me the Saints.
All right.
Really? What is the Saints' record right now?
Bad.
Are they see what
they
something?
Are right now. Standings. Yeah, but the Saints are Penix, 2-8.
Penix is out.
3-7 are the Falcons. Like, both these franchises suck ass.
What's his face? Kirk Cousins?
He might have gotten hurt, too. I think they're both. I'm taking the Saints.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, man. I think Bijan Phillips might be the difference in the game.
Robinson.
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Phillips.
I keep saying that.
Are you thinking about Bougie Phillips or whatever
his name
is? I think
so, yeah.
Philadelphia and Dallas to take on the Cowboys. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Eagles. Don't worry. It's the Cowboys' year after yesterday, you know, destroying, or this week, destroying the freaking Raiders.
Yeah, just seeing them on the sideline and all cocky, and I'm like, it's the fucking Raiders, right. Guys.
You beat up the high school team.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay in L.A. to take on the Rams.
Go Bucks.
I'm saying the same thing.
Knock their asses down. Humble those SOBs.
Well, it's important if Arizona loses and the Rams can lose. I mean, all that helps the Seahawks. So.
Oh, man. I think it's going to be another one of those, like, Bills-style games. They're in L.A.
Look, I want Tampa to win. I just think the Rams do.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams. I do desperately want the Bucks to win that game, but
go Chirps.
Yeah.
Taking the Rams?
I'm taking the Rams.
Taking the Rams. Monday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers in San Francisco to take on the 49ers. I'm going to take San Francisco.
Man, Carolina's looking awful damn good. Give me the Niners.
Yep, right there with you. Carolina's playing above their weights, but the 49ers win.
Yeah.
Who's one of the better tight ends ever played for the Niners?
Kittle.
Clark?
Vernon Davis. He played at Maryland. I'll take the Niners.
What the hell?
We're playing the fight song, man.
Was a machine. Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay.
Enjoy your holiday, what you got left of it. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the family.
And the ball.
We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Hell yeah.
Later, yo.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.